Welcome back to Patriots Preview. Time now for who's hot and who's not, and that, of course, would be Danny Amendola, who's red hot. Hey, New England fans, Bigelow tea tastes great hot or cold, so make it part of your game day routine. Like Bob Sosi, with its great taste and aroma, it's always the right call. Visit BigelowTea.com. Danny Amendola, 7 catches and 2 touchdowns against the Jaguars in the AFC Championship game. We're now joined by Bert Breer of the MMQB inside the broadcast booth at US Bank Stadium. Hi, Bert.
How you guys doing?
So, Bert, you just discovered or happened to notice down in the field level right now.
Kind of fun fact.
A fun fact about Super Bowl 52. They painted the logos in line with the hash marks and then forgot to put hash marks over the logo, or really what they did was put the logo in a bad spot.
Right, so there's a crew of about a dozen guys there walking with this thing, like, which is like basically a tracer, you know what I mean? Like, they're moving onto the logo so they can paint the hash marks in a slightly different color of blue onto the Super Bowl logo.
Oh,
To be fair, it's not like they've never messed up like this before. Like, I don't know, 18 months ago at the Hall of Fame.
That's true.
You know, I don't know.
They're putting the hash marks over the word Super Bowl in the logo. Like the word.
Well, the bigger
the
issue.
Word Super Bowl line in directly with the hash marks.
For me, the bigger issue, as Bert pointed out, is we're 2.5 hours before the game, and they're putting fresh paint on the field.
Yes.
Is that area of the field not going to be slippery? I mean, how's that going to work?
This reminds me of the Snickers commercial when the
yes, it does.
The chefs.
Yeah,
yep.
That's
well,
what it is.
You know, I have to say, I think it's just sort of a microcosm of the Minnesota Super Bowl right there.
This is a microcosm of the 2017 season.
Great googly
just
moogly.
Just the crap show it's been.
That's what I would say about this Super Bowl. It has. It's been a fans don't care about that. We care about
Well, they care about how the field looks.
Well, it'll look better once those hash marks get painted on. Bert, we were just
provided it dries in time.
Yeah, we just had we talked to Ed Werder from Westwood One. He was just on with us, and yep. He is not ruling out the possibility of there being some change at the top within the Patriots organization
yeah.
due to all the changes that are happening, and that being changes with coordinators leaving. There could be more than just those coordinators leaving.
Yep.
Chris and I were talking with Paul and Andy a short time ago about the possibility of Joe Judge leaving, the possibility of Ivan Fears retiring, or Dante Scarnecchia retiring. There's a lot of things going on right now.
No doubt. You know, and we know Matt's gone to Detroit. We know Josh's gone to Indianapolis. And then I think there's a good possibility that Josh takes Joe Judge, the special teams coordinator, to Indianapolis with him, which would mean you're losing all three coordinators. Now, you can say it's just a special teams coach, but there's no – I guarantee you there's no head coach in the NFL who values that position more than Bill Belichick does.
So Ray Ventrone is there, though, is the assistant
special teams coach. So they would probably either bump him up or maybe bring a Scotty O'Brien back. There's just – there's, like, so many different moving pieces here. And, you know, I think that they're going to – there's clearly some issues with the tension that's gone on over the last six
yes.
months that they're
yeah.
going to have to work out after the season. And I don't think this is easy, guys. Like, I think this is, like, you know, for so long, Tom Brady has enabled that program because he's willing to take less money, because he's willing to do whatever they say, because he's willing to be coached hard. It enables so many parts of the program because – Belichick and the other coaches they're tough on someone.
Yeah, they use Brady as a cudgel. This guy does it, why wouldn't you?
Right.
Yeah.
And so now Brady's done a few things outside of the program with TB12. Obviously, some guys have been recruited up there to go and work out there. And you can't just tell Tom Brady to put a lid on it. You can't, right? Like, because if you do, and you're Tom Brady, what do you say? You say, well, wait a second, I took less money. I worked my ass off. I've basically allowed myself to be deployed as a rank-and-file player, and I just want to do this one little thing to set up the next 20 years of my life, and you're going to tell me no now? So I think it's a little complicated how you're going to work through some of those things, because this is the first time that we've really seen Brady do something that's outside the program.
Well, for me, I think, you know, the bigger issue than that, and that is an issue, I'm not dismissing it, Bert, but it's the idea that Bill Belichick, who has the ultimate football authority, and let's go back to March,
In the
owners' meetings, and Robert Kraft is asked about Garoppolo, and he says, you know, I don't have the temperament of our head coach to make those decisions. I leave that to the head coach.
Yep.
And it seems like that's not the case. And I think it was naive to think that there would not come a point when the Krafts were going to have to put their thumb on the scale. One side's Brady, one side's Belichick. They were going to have to put their thumb on one side of that scale, and it seems like they put it on the Brady side. And how does Bill react to that? How does Bill react to the idea
yeah.
that he doesn't have total authority over football operations? And again, this week with Jonathan Kraft, he's talking and saying, well, Tom Brady has earned the right to decide when he retires.
That was a bomb.
I don't disagree.
Like, that was a bomb.
I do not disagree with Jonathan Kraft, but how does Bill Belichick respond to that?
I mean, look, we know the third rail for both Belichick and Kraft is the idea of ownership reaching into football operations and interfering in football operations. Now, to be clear, he owns the team. He can do what he wants. But that's just a third rail subject for both sides.
Yeah.
Bill doesn't want it happening under any circumstances. Kraft knows what it did 21 years ago to his relationship with Bill Parcells.
Yeah.
So it's a third rail topic for both. When Seth's story came out in December, we all saw how hard they railed against that little fact, right? Like that little thing that they were told that he has to trade, that he was told he had to trade Garoppolo. And so I thought Jonathan's comment about Brady this week was really interesting, because if they were that worried about the perception that Garoppolo was basically the perception that Garoppolo was basically forced out of here, then why would you go and say that? Like, even if it's true, why would you go and say that? And so, you know, there's something there. There's absolutely something there. And I just look. I know what Bill thought of Jimmy. I know what some other coaches thought of Jimmy. They are not surprised by what's happening in San Francisco. And there's just too much evidence to think that this was ever part of the plan going back a year.
Do you think any of this impacts the way this team prepared for this game or the way that the Patriots play in this game?
And that's what they do best. What they do best is they're able to compartmentalize everything and put blinders on. And, look, they've got a common goal. Tom and Bill and Kraft, they've got a common goal, and that's to win number six out here. And so I don't think it has any effect on the way the game's played today. I don't think it had much of an effect over the last month of the season. Where I think it does have an effect is how long each guy is willing to stick around. We know Kraft's here. He owns the team. Whether it's Jonathan or Robert controlling it, we know that the ownership group is in place. And we know that now, because Garoppolo's gone, unless there's some sort of stunning development, we know that Tom Brady's going to be here. And that leaves Belichick as the one wild card.
Bert, how do you see this matchup today between the Patriots and the Eagles? Is this a matchup that's favorable to the Patriots, or is it a matchup that is challenging to the Patriots, sort of like the Giants in Super Bowl 42 and Super Bowl 46?
I think it's challenging to the Patriots for two reasons. One, because like on offense, the run-pass option stuff, the option game, I think could give the Patriots some problems. We saw it in the opener against Kansas City. It's the same offense. And so I think some of the issues the Chiefs were able to present you back at the beginning of September are going to be there again. And so that's going to be a challenge for the Patriots. I think the big challenge, too, is deciding how to attack Nick Foles, because Nick doesn't look like a quarterback who got hot. Nick looks like a different quarterback. The rap on him, and we've talked about this a couple of times, Chris, is that you hit him enough, you muddy the pocket around him, he
starts to move his feet, starts to shift his focus.
And that hasn't been the case in the two playoff games. He looks like a different player. So how do you attack him? Do you attack him as if he's going to be the quarterback he's been for 6 years, or do you attack him as for the quarterback he's been the last 2 weeks? And then I think, obviously, you know, the Eagles have the one thing that you need to have to beat the Patriots in the playoffs, which is you can get to him with four. You can get to the quarterback with four. And Fletcher Cox could kind of present the same sort of problem that Justin Tuck created in those Super Bowls, bringing pressure from the interior. It's a different animal than just getting it off the edge.
Bert, appreciate the time as always, buddy.
You got it, guys.
See you soon.
Enjoy the game.
Bert Breer with us from the MMQB. Now it's time to get down to business and focus on today's matchup. It's presented by Liberty Bay Credit Union. First-time home buyer or looking to trade up to a bigger home, Liberty Bay Credit Union has a mortgage for you. Apply at lbcu.com/mortgage. Coming up next, we'll talk with Dave Spadaro and get a Philadelphia perspective on this Super Bowl 52 between the Patriots and Eagles. That's coming up on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.